Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, 4 years ago, our guest was in a very tough primary for Lieutenant Governor. And she's back. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Barbara Lee Woolen of Las Vegas. 4 years ago, her campaign crashed when she was allegedly linked to the porn industry. We'll come back and ask her about that.
Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Ty Cobb, Chris Wicker, and Alfredo Alonso. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
How long does it take to get to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park? Well, it's just 10 minutes east of Reno Sparks on Highway 80, just minutes from the airport. And under construction is an interchange linking I-80 to TRI's four-lane USA Parkway. And soon, this parkway will connect Interstate 80 to Highway 50. How far is the world's largest industrial center from your home? It's a lot closer than you think. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Barbara Lee Woolen. She's a Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, and 4 years ago, she ran against Brian Krolicki. Barbara Lee, let me ask you the first question, which is, how much did you spend 4 years ago in your campaign against Brian Krolicki?
You know, 4 years was a long time ago. I'd be lying if I quoted those figures. Let's just say it was a lot of money.
Probably somewhere north of a couple of million dollars?
No, I don't think it was north of a couple, but it was north of a million, let's put it that way.
Okay, how much are you prepared to put into the race this time around?
I haven't quite determined that. We are looking for donations this time around.
Barbara, when you ran last time in 2006, your campaign absolutely crashed and burned after Brian Krolicki came out with ads that linked your movie equipment rental business to the pornographic movie industry. Now, you denied the link, but the ads were very powerful, and Krolicki went on to win not only that primary, but the race. How do you defense against that this time around?
Well, first of all, I no longer own that company. That company was sold 2 years ago, proudly, to a private equity group that bought the company for their investor's portfolio. My company was scrutinized from top to bottom. This company owns hundreds of companies all over the country, and there were no validity to those accusations. They were totally false. They came out totally after I was ahead of Brian Krolicki in the polls. So he totally fabricated that because he couldn't beat me on the issues.
Well, Barbara, one of the things that he did bring up is that, and you did not deny this, is that before that election, you had not voted in a Republican primary in 12 years. How do you defense against that issue this time around again?
Well, if you check my voting record. I voted religiously in past elections. I don't know where he checked my voting record, but I can't deny or confirm that. But I don't want to talk about Brian Kerlicki. I'd much rather talk about what I'm going to do for the state of Nevada for lieutenant governor.
Okay, let's begin there. So the main two jobs are tourism and economic development when the legislature is not in session. So let's start with tourism. What are your thoughts on tourism and how we can boost it in the Silver State?
Well, let's just talk about the economy in our state to begin with. Nevada is in trouble because we rose the fastest, we fell the hardest in this economic recession. And we can't isolate tourism, or we shouldn't isolate tourism. Tourism is one sector of our economy, which includes the convention business. We have the gaming industry. We need to concentrate on economic development as a whole. First of all, we need to create jobs. We need to create jobs, and we need to create more jobs. Currently, 1 in 6 Nevadans is out of work, and that is just unacceptable. We need to spend more money on economic development. Right now, there's a disproportionate amount of money being spent to develop tourism and convention business, and not enough money being spent on economic development. That is one area that I would like to see changed. I think we're spending somewhere in the area close to $20 million on tourism each year, and only in the neighborhood of about $1 million to use towards economic development. And I think that this is an error. We need to bring new industries to our state, and that is what I would plan on concentrating on as my top priority as lieutenant governor.
Okay, how would you do that?
I would begin a vigorous plan to attract other industries, new industries, clean industries, geothermal industries, light manufacturing to our state. I think in order to attract people to the state, we need to offer a certain quality of life. Every time it's time to cut the budget, one of the first places that we take money away is from education, and I feel as though that is really, really wrong. We need to provide better education. We need to provide arts and other types of things that will attract people. Right now we have very attractive real estate values for people moving here. But we also need to promote the state that promote that Nevada has a very, very strong sense of community. It has wonderful natural resources. And I think we need to promote this state for people and businesses to come here and live here, not just come here for tourism.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Barbara Lee Willen running for lieutenant governor on the Republican side right after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Barbara Lee Willen, the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor, running in the primary against Brian Krolicki. Barbara Lee, you're saying that you want to go with economic development, and I certainly don't disagree with you. But at this point in time, we're seeing companies relocating to California because they're not stopping in Nevada at this point in time. What specifically do you think that the state should be offering to bring those folks in here? And also, how do you address... obviously, you're not running for governor, but the fact that we're going to have an almost $4 billion shortfall going into the next session.
One of the things that I would like to see changed, speaking of legislative sessions, is that we have a legislative session every year instead of every second year. I think that we need to be able to react to the economy quicker than every second year. So I would like to see the legislature meet every year. In terms of bringing businesses here, we need to offer tax incentives, we need to offer rebates, we need to really, one industry that we're really, really ignoring is the film industry. My company, as you know, was film industry related, and we're giving away hundreds of millions of dollars and tens of thousands of jobs each year because we are not actively pursuing the film industries with proper incentives, rebates, tax deferments, things that New Mexico, for instance, has done. 6-7 years ago, New Mexico just had occasional filming in that state. Today, their film industry, which has been developed as a result of giving all of these attractive incentives, is one of the leading contributors to its economy. And this is another area that I would pursue very actively and very vigorously as Lieutenant Governor.
Barbara Lee, I wanted to ask you about statements you made on a network show, 48 Hours Mystery, not too long after the death of former Nevada Comptroller Kathy Augustine. Of course, Ms. Augustine had been impeached by the State Assembly, and Chaz Higgs, her husband, was convicted of murder and now is spending a life sentence in prison. But on 48 Hours Mystery, you said that Ms. Augustine told you that a prominent Republican threw her against the wall after she was trying to uncover some scandalous things about the GOP in Nevada. And then you said, and I quote, "She was impeached on what many and most people feel are bogus charges, and so when you couldn't get her removed from office, she suddenly died. I'll leave the rest to you." That was your quote. Are you suggesting that there was some Republican conspiracy to murder Kathy Augustine?
I don't know. Albert Einstein once said that... that coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. It was just very coincidental to me that her life was threatened 2.5 weeks before she was murdered. And that's all I can say. I don't know anything for sure. I only know that information that Kathy Augustine had shared with me, obviously prior to her death, about indiscretions that were being committed by Brian Krolicki were the very, very same charges that he was indicted on.
Do you feel, though, that Chaz Higgs, who was convicted of her murder and is serving a life sentence in prison, may not be guilty of this murder?
I'm not quite sure what this has to do with my job as Lieutenant Governor. Could we get back on to questions that have to do with what I'm going to do to help get the state of Nevada on the right track?
Well, respectfully, Barbara Lee, you're running for the second highest office in our state, and you are on a national television show talking about the death of Kathy Augustine. I think this is fair game. You're running for public office.
Okay, so do you want to restate your question?
My last question, respectfully, Barbara Lee, was, do you feel that Chaz Higgs, who was convicted of the murder of Kathy Augustine and is now serving a life sentence in prison, do you feel that he may have not been the murderer in this case?
No, I feel that he was the actual perpetrator in this case.
All right, let's change topics here. You're talking about wanting to fund education to a higher level. You're talking about the arts. But as I mentioned earlier, going into the next session, we're going to see a pretty close to a $4 billion shortfall. It looks to me like we're going to be doing a lot more cutting than we are spending. Your thoughts on that and how to solve that problem?
How to solve the problem is to go through, as you would with an ailing company, you would go through and do a line item analysis and trim the budget in the areas where it's fat.
Where do you believe that the budget is still fat?
But not in areas that involve education.
Okay, and that's where we have to leave it. Barbara Lee Willen, we'll look forward to having you back on the program to talk more about your thoughts on running for Lieutenant Governor, and we thank you very much for being here today. We'll be right back on About a Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Workers' compensation laws can be confusing. How do you know whether the insurance company is following the rules? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
On the next Face to Face, several Nevada Republicans are out to unseat Senator Harry Reid this November. One of Reid's challengers, Chad Christensen, will join us to discuss his campaign, the crowded field of candidates, and much more. Next, Face to Face.
If you're overwhelmed with credit card debt and can't sleep at night, the Debt Group can help you now. Get those harassing collection calls to stop and get your credit card debts negotiated down to a fraction of what you owe, saving you thousands of dollars with a lower, easier monthly payment. So if you have $7,500 or more in credit card bills, Debt Group can help you too.
Call to find out how much you can reduce your debt. Call 888-730-3849. That's 888-730-3849.
The odds of the Big Easy winning the U.S. Open twice? 1 in 1.2 billion. The odds of him having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 110. Ernie Els encourages you to learn the signs of autism.
You just received another determination letter from the insurance company. So what do you do? I'm Herb Santos, Jr. If you have questions regarding your rights, call me for a free personal consultation. At my office, I help injured people. I work for you.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Ty Cobb is here, former special assistant to President Reagan, Fredo Alonso with the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, and Chris Wicker, spokesperson for the Washoe Democratic Party. So, President Obama, opening up offshore areas to oil drilling for the first time, proposing to open vast expanses of water along the Atlantic coastline, the eastern Gulf of Mexico, and the north coast of Alaska to oil and natural gas drilling, much of it for the first time. Ty, is he joining Sarah Palin here in Drill Baby Drill?
I think if you look closely at the report, there are a lot of limited words in there, like some drilling in selected locations. But clearly, he's taken a stand that's going to antagonize members of his own Democratic Party and certainly the environmental community. But it's a conservative step. It's one that absolutely needs to be done. We need to be drilling for oil within our own domestic resources.
You know, Chris, the president already taken a lot of heat for the health care plan, or the law now, and not being far enough to the left. Isn't this another antagonism?
Well, I think it is. But I think what it clearly shows is that President Obama is not the radical liberal that is the storyline propounded by the Republican conservatives. The fact is, I think he's left of center, certainly, but he's a moderate and he's realistic. When he says that he wants to bring this country towards energy independence, he's looking at all the options, and this will infuriate a lot of a lot of people. But I think it will be somewhat limited, but along with nuclear power. But you have to remember that he's the president that has added the most money ever foreseen to develop green energy.
You know, he's going to antagonize people that would be considered more left than right, and those people are going to vote for him anyway in the next election. By doing this, he might pick up a few more moderate or conservative voters.
How do you see this?
Well, I think he's looking at the polls. I mean, the fact is, Americans in huge percentages agree with opening up some of these areas and drilling and having more independence on the energy front. I think, you know, the numbers are probably close to 80% in favor. So I think he's simply saying, you know, this is a smart thing to do. I'm going to be a populist in this case. It's probably going to bring his numbers up in other areas, certainly.
You know, it's interesting. Bill Maher, the comedian on his show Real Time, was talking about how a lot of people in the Democratic Party, especially in the Congress, are saying to Obama, okay, you got the big thing passed. Back off now. Try and do some small things. And Maher was saying, no, he believes this is the time when the president should push forward with other plans like cap and trade, like immigration. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's what the Obama administration is going to do. They're not going to back off and solidify their gains from the health care proposal. But the challenges they're facing, for example, in the national security area with an Afghan situation that there is no victory within a reasonable time frame, some progress in Iraq, but the challenges still remain there. And then if you want to take on green energy cap and trade and the very controversial immigration issue, then I think they're going to be more than even a Rahm Emanuel can handle.
Do you agree?
Yes. I mean, I think it's probably wise to go forward at this point. I don't think you can back down because then all of a sudden you're right. Iraq and our international issues suddenly come to light. Israeli problem also may come to the forefront as well, and that's a continuing problem. So I think it's very smart for them to continue with some of these big issues and try to get something out of it, because it does, you know, move the spotlight away from some of our existing problems.
How do you back down when you're the president of the United States and the leader of the free world? You got to press on and keep
traditionally you got to do it in the first or second year, because once the third year comes, you got to back off and you're running again.
Well, and I think every politician looks at polls, but I think this president is also looking at, number one, what's good for the country, and he's got an agenda that I think he will continue to push, and he thinks this is what the country needs to do. A lot of people urged him, don't push the health care because you have so many other things on your plate. And he said this is a critical issue that needs to be dealt with, and he pushed forward.
You know, it's very interesting, though. We were talking, you participated in a series of lectures, and also the New York Times had a scenario of what happens if Israel decides to take out Iran's nuclear plants. Would you share your thoughts on that briefly?
I think the key question is, could Israel, without U.S. support, take out the Iranian nuclear facilities, either by an air attack that would have to violate a number of countries' airspace, or by three submarines they have with ballistic missiles offshore? And I think the conclusion is, you can do a lot of damage to Iran, but you certainly can't do anything more than impede the Iranian nuclear program by 2 to 3 years. And some of the people that are in the professional community are advising that the course of action is to learn to live with an Iran that is nuclear, as is most of its neighbors.
It's a very controversial stand. Okay, that's a topic for another day. Yeah, I think you said a very interesting thing there. Let's turn to a local dispute between the governor of the great state of Nevada and the attorney general. She is definitely not going to go forward and join the challenge of the constitutionality of Obamacare. How is this shaping up in your... Is this all political at this point?
Yes.
Couldn't have said it better.
In that case, who's winning?
Well, I think they're both winning. I think the governor has been very, very smart in positioning himself with the conservatives. He's getting a lot of free press out of it. Whereas the attorney general, I don't believe there was any point where there was any consideration of going forward, but they were very deliberate about it. They again did their legal research and came back with a very thoughtful answer to the governor's demand. So I think they're both winners in this case politically.
You know, here you have a governor that is lacking reelection funds, but because of his new strategy, he's always out front. He's always on television. He introduced Sarah Palin at the Tea Party. He introduced Ann Coulter in Henderson. You can't buy that kind of coverage with ads, and I think that he's being smart and economical.
I think he said some really stupid things about the lawsuit, like a second-year law student could figure this out. Well, that's just stupid.
Yeah, but that's going to his base.
That's exactly right. But
so you're calling the governor stupid?
Yeah. I'm saying that's a stupid statement, definitely. Okay. But I think he's ready to join the Tea Party.
Okay, that's where we have to leave it. We're going to go off and brew some. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This year, we're really celebrating our anniversary. Purchase any item, sale price, 25 to 50% off, and your second item will be half off MSRP. Living room, dining, and bedroom, all on sale. And your second item of equal or lesser value will be half off. Repeat this deal as many times as you like. Plus, we're offering extra discounts for payment in full or 0% financing. Ennis's half off anniversary sale is just too good to pass up.
Ennis by Furniture.
Uh-oh, these jeans just won't close. You need the perfect fit button. Just attach the fastener onto the pin, squeeze and pull to remove. Simply pop on the button and attach the fastener. No needles, no thread, no sewing. Your jeans close easily and fit perfectly. No one will ever know you're wearing it. When you lose the weight, just remove and pop it on the other side. Wow, you've lost 3 inches and your pants still fit perfectly. Tailor your suit in seconds with a perfect fit button. Just slip on your belt and it's invisible. They're ideal when kids outgrow their clothes, and it's the perfect answer for hand-me-downs. You get 4 perfect fit buttons for jeans, khakis, brown, and black pants for $10. Order now, and we'll double the offer. But wait, you'll also get shoes under. Just pay separate shipping and handling. Watch, you'll fit up to 24 shoes, then store and slide out from under your bed. You get 8 perfect fit buttons and shoes under, all for only $10. Call now.
Call 1-800-398-6919. That's 1-800-398-6919. Call now.
I've been making credit card payments for years, but the balance never seems to go down.
Well, no matter how high your debts are, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. We'll match you with a reputable law firm who will negotiate and reduce your credit card balances. Stop those harassing collection calls. They'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan that fits your budget. You could save thousands of dollars. Call Jordan McKenna right now for a no-obligation consultation. It's that easy.
Call today, 1-800-658-1269.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.